This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final hour, big show, 60 minutes on the docket before we turn it over to the Blitz with Fred, AJ, and Jong. Until then, as promised, as billed, and as talked about, my main man, Mario Ellie, joining us right now.
I thought
to
I was your main
the
man.
Final hour. That's
yeah,
a lie.
Just cut
why,
him off.
Why are you?
There's family,
dude.
And there's not.
I like that. I like that.
How am I
loyalty,
not...
baby? Don't that sound familiar?
We do a show every day together.
We do. So what's your point?
So how am I not your main man? And by the way,
we don't have that much time.
Just so you know, Mario, when Kevin McHale's here, that's his main
not
man.
True. Well, no, look, we're all part of the family.
Yeah.
Right, every time when Calvin calls, guess who's his main
we
man?
We all know Murph, right? Hey, Murph's part of the family.
Love Murph.
Just he throws it around. I just didn't want you to think, you know.
NBA family's a good family.
Yeah, it should accentuate my point even more that you know who your family is. Tyler, I don't think Rio was a big fan of the rock music, though. Although he was jamming out a little bit.
Just a little bit. Yeah, a little bit. I'll take a little U2. I mess with Bono. Oh. That's my man right there.
Okay.
I'm a Bono fan.
His name
Chris
dropping.
Martin, you know, Coldplay. I mess with that. I'm a little flexible out
all
there.
Right. All right, you and Bono texting like you and
exactly.
Michelle Beadle.
Yeah.
I've told Mary about my disdain for Michelle Beadle. He's like, yeah, me and Beadle text every now and then because she's a big Spurs fan. I'm like, oh, boy.
Yeah, she's coaching.
Yeah, not a fan, huh?
You want to get into your OKC thing first, or do you want to get into this first-round matchup?
I want to do that because we put it off. We were going to do it at 2:45. Let's go ahead and do the call first, and then we can talk playoffs a little bit before I head out. Because you guys will have another 30 minutes. Because I'm leaving at 3:30, so you guys will have a segment together at least, and then you'll have the last.
Yeah, and then Rio's got to go.
Yeah.
So Brian Davis, longtime play-by-play guy of the Oklahoma City Thunder. We talked about it the other day. How Russell Westbrook was 16. He needed 16 rebounds to average a triple-double again, and he had a big first half with assists and rebounds. Brian got a little excited on a Westbrook assist. Sounded a little something like this.
Russell looking for Ferguson in the corner for three. Bam! Westbrook is out of his cotton picking mind.
So it's caused a bit of a firestorm.
Yes. Somebody tweeted out, and then the Thunder came out and said, we think obviously the use of that term was offensive and appropriate, and I expressed that to Brian last night. Brian assures me that it was not meant in any derogatory way, and he apologizes, but again, we feel strongly that it's inappropriate and offensive. And he has been suspended. Did you see for how long, Tyler?
It looks like one game.
Okay.
I think that's about right.
So I wanted to get your opinion on it.
Yeah, like, I mean, right now that the social media, everything you say and do is under a microscope, and I'm sure he was excited, and it sounded like he meant it in a different way, but
yeah.
I understand why people are upset about it, about the way, especially with the slave days and picking cotton, so
right.
That sort of rubbed a couple of people the wrong way, but I didn't think he meant it in that type of way, but...
I don't think it was malicious. I know Brian personally. He's a really, really good guy.
Yeah.
And I felt bad because I could just imagine, like, once it's come out of your mouth, there's no fishing reel
no
that you can reel it back
in. You can't unring the bell. Nope, you can't unring the
like
bell.
Like Twitter. You send out a tweet.
So, in his defense, though, and I'm not going to defend it because you can't say what is or isn't offensive to individual people. If that offended somebody, then it was offensive. That's just how that works.
Exactly.
But I know growing up, I remember watching cartoons. That was something you would see on like Bugs Bunny. You'd be like, now wait a cotton picking minute.
Yeah.
And that was never that wasn't something that I equated with being offensive because I just saw it as a kid. And my mom would say that to me, like, you are out of your cotton picking mind. There is no way that I'm gonna let you do that. So it just became a thing and there wasn't any intent. But I could see that because I wanted to see, like, where did the phrase come from? And so it was like it originated in the 1700s, and it says in the 1700s, it differs from the 19th century term. 1700s originated in the southern states where it was pronounced cotton picking. Later, it became derogatory, but initially it was just meant to talk about the harshness of picking crops, and then later it became a derogatory term.
Yeah.
So I guess it just depends, too. Like,
our country's in a sensitive state right now. I mean, with all that's going on, you know, with the police killing African Americans, and you know what happened in Charlottesville, and there's a lot of sensitivity going on in our country right now, and a lot of thin skin. So you got to watch what you say this these days. You see our president tweeting out stuff all the time that's not always appropriate, I think. But we're our country's in a sensitive state, so when you say things like that, it's going to rub people the wrong way.
But do you think that it was fair to him, though? Because you guys know, well, you know him, Joel.
I do.
And don't you have to take some, don't you have to take into account intent?
Yeah.
And I get that he was suspended, and I guess that was something that they felt they had to do. But you, I feel like sometimes you can get too sensitive to where, look, he wasn't, you know, I don't think he was meant derogatory. He just meant he's going crazy. And it was a phrase that he used to express it.
I think it's to Mario's point, though. I think the fact that you saw that the organization apologized before they even gave him a chance to respond.
Which he has since apologized on Facebook.
Yeah, and I had no doubt he would as well. But what I'm saying is, in getting to that point, is that the suspension, too, because the organization felt like they would leave themselves open to being more of a trying to brush it under the rug or not care about it unless they became the catalyst to come right out first and do something about it. I think that that is all a product of what Mario was talking about, but I really, truly don't believe that he meant it maliciously. So that's the thing. When you can't bring it back, all you can do is try and put a Band-Aid on it and fix it. But it's the same way when everybody's critical when Craig Ackerman's call of James Harden, when you're doing something like that so split second and you're being the fans are expecting you to have everything scripted. But
it's
just like watching a game. You don't know what's going to happen from play to play. So for Craig to say, clean up an aisle five, clean up an aisle five, that's fantastic based on the circumstances of how quick he had to react and get something witty and clever. But at the same time, sometimes your brain's going a mile a minute and you're so excited for a play that Westbrook makes. And you know that that was a phrase that was widely used in the past. Brian's a little older guy, but he pulled it out and I'm sure he wished he could have taken it back. And now you got to pay the consequences.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said it right, Joe. The organization did right. They acted swiftly. They gave him the punishment. I didn't think it was a super big deal. They addressed it, and let's move on, and let's get excited for this great playoff basketball we're about to watch. We're spending too much time talking about a little nonsense when we should be talking about Harden, you know, the Spurs, Westbrook. I'm going to call him Westat, Russell Westat. Who else? I want to see Oladipo, LeBron. You know, what's going to be in the 1-8 matchup? Yeah, I'm thinking Philly. That's going to be a intriguing matchup. I think the best matchup to me is that Philly-Miami. People are underestimating Miami. I know we haven't talked about it a lot, but they're very well coached.
We should be talking about the U2 ringer on your phone right now. Okay. So we've got a couple more segments with Mario, one more with Barry, then he's got to get up out of here, and Mario and I will wrap it up too. So we'll continue to roll on. We'll take a quick break now, and then we'll get back to more basketball. When we come back, we're going to talk about that Rockets-Timberwolves series, and we'll start breaking that down, as well as the NBA playoffs. But right now, I'll tell you about my good friends at Gallery Furniture. Mattress Mack and his staff have been doing a great job in the Houston area, seemingly forever. Now they have three locations around the Houston area. Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland. They have the Galleria location on Post Oak, and of course, the mainstay I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways. No matter one of the three locations that you pick, you know you're going to get quality, solid wood, American-made furniture, leather and upholstered furniture, and you're going to get great deals. Everything that Max says is exactly what they're going to do. They're going to save you money. They're going to give you quality furniture that's going to last. You buy today, you get it tonight. There's no back order slips, and their delivery people are going to make sure they're customer service friendly. That means if you want furniture moved around or taken out or just gotten rid of when you put the new furniture in, they're there to aim to please everything that you need because they want you to come back to Gallery again and again. Max been in Houston forever. You guys are in Houston now. When you need furniture, he wants you to come back every time you think about anything you might need for any room in your house. So make sure that you stop in and see Gallery at one of their three locations. And of course, the Astros promotion is on again. That means if you spend $3,000 or more in bedroom furniture, including Tempur-Pedic, and the Astros win it all at the end of the year, you get it all for free. That's just the way Mac does business. And of course, like Mac likes to say, it's the way of doing business, and that is Gallery really will save you money.
For the block, boy. Take it rough.
Every day has been the same old thing. Little face. I like that. Local man.
Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nick's out, Tyler's in, and the kiss of death is in the studio. It is my man Mario Ellie, not wearing him, but he does have them, three rings along the way. So it's Barry, Nick, Tyler, and Mario as we continue to roll.
Yeah, before we do that, are we going to do our last comedian of the week, Sun Tran, audio sure. before we get to this call and then move on to playoff Please, basketball?
Sure.
Fire it up. Let's do it.
This is a true story. I found out the U.S. beat China in the math Olympics. How about that? Yes. Give it up for the winners from California, you guys. Jason Chang and Ling Ling Wong, huh? Come on. Bring home the gold for the U.S., right? Yeah. Top China. Powerful, powerful. Now they know what makes America great. Man, they need the parents of the winners, the parents that are really proud of our kids. We hope they go on to do great things, you know. I mean, that's what the translator said. I don't know. I speak Chinese myself. If you need more information, I'm actually Vietnamese. And if you don't have a good grasp of history or geography, I'm Chinese, whatever. I don't care. I know you can't tell. It's fine.
I wonder how many times he gets that, for real. I can't imagine. But that was Sun Tran. You can look him up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Sun Comedy. He'll be featuring for Josh Blue at the Joke Joint April 26th to the 28th. And like I said earlier, he's on the Limestone Comedy Festival, which is a big deal for comedians. So that is your Houston area Comedian of the Week, Sun Tran.
There you go.
Sun Tran.
Yeah.
All right. Mario, look, check him out when you're traveling, Mario. You got some time on your hands.
No problem.
You want some comedy. All right. You want to get to this Rockets Timberwolves matchup?
Yeah, let's see what's going on.
We do the two-man game on SB Nation Radio every week, and we didn't know at the time what the matchup was going to be. Now you know. Did you watch Minnesota-Denver the other night?
I mean, I tweeted it out. Just an outstanding last day in the NBA. That game, the Miami-Toronto game was outstanding. That's what playoff basketball is about. The referees were letting them two teams play. Guys are getting knocked on their butt. But the whistle was being held.
Yeah.
Players decided the game. It was a great game. Went to overtime, rightfully so. And Minnesota pulled it out. So it should be an interesting matchup for the Rockets.
Jimmy Butler looks healthy. I didn't think he would be. He looked impressive in that game. But as Barry mentioned earlier, when you look at the numbers, and aside from just the record, the Rockets undefeated against the Wolves this year, offensively, Minnesota has the weapons to be able to at least hang with the Rockets. But defensively, they are a joke compared to the way the Rockets play defense.
Yeah, that's the most disappointing part about their team is their defense, especially when you got a guy like Tom Thibodeau, who's known as a defensive coach, who did a great job with that Celtic ball club that won the championship. So he's the guy who's going to prepare. And like you mentioned, Joe, offensively, they're pretty tough. They got a big guy that can get Clint in foul trouble. I think that's an important player for the Rockets is Clint Capela. Him rolling, him staying out of foul trouble, him protecting the paint. Him changing shots, so and him making free throws in critical times, so it's gonna be a good series.
Do you? I know you're as a former Spur, you probably have some love. Do you look through them through black and gray colored glasses and white? I mean, do you think the Spurs have a chance in these playoffs? Because you look at them and they're not the same without Kawhi. They're the seventh seed, so they've got to play Golden State. Do you give them a shot at all?
I do because they're not really going to beat themselves. Granted, Golden State's definitely more talented than them, but excellent coach on the sideline, very well-prepared team. And they're going to compete. You know, they're going to compete every possession. They're going to execute their offense. Spurs are going to be the Spurs. You know, granted, Kawhi Leonard, we know that it's a big loss, but They're going to go out there and compete. I'm thinking they can win one or two games, but I'm thinking the Warriors eventually are going
to
beat them.
How big is this Lukumba Mute loss? Because you know in the first round you should probably be able to get by without him, but you don't know, and you know, and I've mentioned this on the air, once you've had a separated shoulder like that, if you do it one time, you pop it back in, and if it doesn't happen again, you're good. But the minute it happens again, they almost instantaneously tell you it's not tight and it's going to need to be surgically repaired. It could happen again. The last thing they can afford to do is lose this guy long term because he's such a catalyst on defense.
I mean, he's just versatile defensively, like you mentioned, Joe, and he can play the four spot. I think that's big, especially our West guy can put it on the floor, rebound, compete. But I remember Dale Davis having a separated shoulder. He played through it. Luke seems to me as a tough guy. They're going to have that black strap on his shoulder. And thank God he's really not a big offensive guy. A guy like him with a sore shoulder can go out there and play in defensive positions for the Rockets. He may not be great offensively, but I think with that bad shoulder, he still can go out there and compete defensively.
There's been some talk this season. Towards the end, obviously, they do the end of the year awards. Rookie of the year. Is Ben Simmons the guy? I mean, is it a no doubt? I mean, we all know James Harden is winning the MVP. Is Ben Simmons the no doubt rookie of the year?
Me and Joe always have this discussion on our podcast, and it goes back to Blake Griffin. I feel you didn't get drafted with this rookie class. You should not be eligible for rookie of the year. Being hurt, you are part of an NBA team, getting stronger, even knowing the routine. You're not a rookie to me. Donovan Mitchell from college to NBA, that is a rookie. He wasn't hurt. He didn't have a chance to, you know, experience an NBA traveling. Ben Simmons got to do all this stuff. Donovan Mitchell was just thrown out in the fire. And he's not playing with an all-star center, so Donovan Mitchell is my vote, and playing in a tougher Western Conference. What this dude, this young man, is doing for the Utah Jazz, Hayward's gone. Everybody thinks Utah's done for the year, and these guys end up in the middle pack in a tough Western Conference. I got to give the nod to Donovan Mitchell. No disrespect to Ben Simmons, outstanding talent, great player, will be an all-star, but, I mean, Donovan Mitchell with that team, what he did, I got to give him his props.
How good's Philly? Because right now I was telling Barry, USA Today, ESPN, everybody's thinking they're going to come out of the East. One of the prognostications now says Rockets Sixers in the finals. And I'm going, pad the brakes now. The regular season streak was good. But we know the shortcomings of this team. And we know that Ben Simmons can't shoot. We know Embiid, we don't know when he's going to be back. But we know that, you know, he's good. But he and J.J. Redick and those guys, you really think they're better than some of these established teams in the Eastern Conference?
I don't know who wrote that. I mean, it's 0-0 in the playoffs. And I'm telling you, the Heat is going to be a problem. They compete every possession. They're well coached. They're well conditioned. I think the most entertaining part of that series is going to be Whiteside and Embiid tweeting back and forth at each other. But Embiid, you got to be healthy out there. That's your only problem. You're never out there, but it wasn't his fault. Hopefully he'll come back sometime in the middle of that series. But, I mean, Miami's going to be there. They got some good veterans. Richardson, they got Dragic. They got Johnson, who I think can match up pretty good with Simmons. And you got Whiteside, who can be a factor in there.
How about Wayne Ellington? Just
and that
from
guy
three-point range has reinvented his career.
Great name, Joe. And he's a Philly boy, so he's playing his hometown team. You know he's going to be fired up. Yeah, exactly. So, and Bam Adebayo, who brings a lot of energy off that bench. Young boy out of Kentucky, who's doing a good job.
There you have it. All right, so we're going to say goodbye to Barry, get him on the road so that he can make his show tonight. Mario just said it in a short and sweet way, but you'll be back. You're not going to be back for a while.
I'm back Monday. Yeah, I'm back Monday. Yeah, because we got our thing at Cowboys and Indians. 1-4, we'll be broadcasting live. If you were in the Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge, come out, man. Cowboys and Indians is going to give you $10 off your meal. Seriously, if you eat $12 worth of food, you pay $2.
Good deal.
Get out
tip
there.
Tip on 12.
Make sure you tip on 12. Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah. But get out there between 1-4 Cowboys and Indians. Y'all have a good weekend, and I will talk to y'all on
Monday.
Travel
safe, Barry. Yep. Mario's back next segment. Kevin, we see you. We'll get a question in from you. We'll continue to kick it around the hoops and other things, and then we'll take it on home until we turn it over to the Blitz at 4 o'clock. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back final half hour of the show. Mario Elie with us up until the next break. Then Tyler and I will take you home. But if you are a little bit worried and you can't reach out and touch Mario Elie in one way or another without being a violation of any law, Mario's going to be back next Wednesday. Barry's on the road. Mario's going to co-host with me for 3 hours, so we will have a good old time there. And also, another mention, check your local listings, especially on Saturdays. The two-man game is a one-hour show on SB Nation Radio across the network. Also heard here on 94.1 locally, where Mario and I break down everything NBA on a weekly basis. So check that out. With that being said, Kevin is on the line. He wants to talk a little Rockets. Kevin, what's up?
What's up, Joel? What's up, Mario? Is it Mario or Mario?
Mario.
Mario. Okay, I got that straight because I don't know how to say it. But a couple of questions. You may have just touched on it, Mario. Luke Mbamute being out with the shoulder injury. How do you think that's really going to affect the defense? And then also, what do you think about Rudy Tomjanovich not being inducted into the Hall of Fame, being passed up again?
All right, so we'll talk the second part first because we did basically wrap up Luke Mbamute already, and we've got some other questions on a kind of a larger scale later. But your thoughts on Rudy not making the Hall of Fame?
Very disappointed. How is this man not in the Hall of Fame? As far as his success as a player and a coach, I mean, just outstanding. From his tragedy in the Laker game, being able to come back and become an all-star, then transform into a championship coach who innovated the stretch four by putting Robert Horry at the four and giving Elijah Mann more space down there. How is this man not in the Hall of Fame?
You and I talked about it, too. An innovator to the point where his offense right now might be more successful than it was back in the day.
Yes, with the four out and one in. I mean, that was Rudy. I mean, he decided in 95, let me try Robert at this four, see if I can give my big man more space. And it worked to a T.
So let's talk about something you and I have talked about in great detail, and that is the role players on this Rockets team and how important they're going to be come playoff time. Because I've talked about how when you talk about some of the good coaches, you mentioned Spoelstra. We know Pop's a hell of a strategic coach. But when you start getting deeper into the playoffs and teams start double-teaming James Harden, and they have one or two, in the case of Oklahoma City, two on-ball defenders if you face them in the second round, and they're not afraid to go one-on-one with Westbrook on Harden, Paul George on Chris Paul, and saying one of your role players is going to have to beat us. Talk about those role players for the Rockets. We talked about the pressure that's going to be on the three guys that have never been past the Western Conference Finals or won a championship. In James's case, he's been past the Western Conference Finals one and then failed miserably in the playoffs. But overall, Chris Paul, Mike D'Antoni are those guys. Great track records, not great in the playoffs. How important are these role players to make shots?
Huge. It's huge. I mean, they got to play the same way, but the difference between the regular season and the playoffs are the shots are very important and critical. And you got to shoot the same shots with the same confidence, but the situation is a lot different. It's Tucker, it's Ariza, it's Gordon and Capella are guys who I'm going to be looking for to make big plays. Those guys are going to have 20-point games throughout the playoffs for Rockets to go deep or to win the championship. So those guys are going to have big moments throughout the playoffs for the Rocket to advance. We already know what the superstars are going to bring to the table. When they take your go-to guys away, these other guys got to be ready to step up.
Ryan Anderson going to play?
I don't know. When's the last time he did play? That's a good name right there. Gerald Green's another great name, and Joe Johnson. So all these guys are in play. D'Antoni has flexibility with that lineup. I mean, especially with Gerald and Joe, if one's not hot, you can go with the other ones.
Now, so, you're one of those guys that still believe in Joe Johnson. He hasn't performed well since he's been a Rocket, but you still believe come playoff time he's a guy that they can count
Joe
on.
Joe can make a big shot. Joe's been in the moment. I coached him in Brooklyn. He made tons of big shots for us there. He made big shots for the Jazz last year. And I think Joe can win a game for the Rockets in the playoffs with his experience.
All right, Juan wants to get in here real quick on NBA playoffs. Juan, what's up?
Hey, I wanted to ask the show, who are the top five either defenders or the top five defensive teams in the NBA? Who should I watch as far as being a fan of a defensive-minded sports person?
Okay, so, we'll just do playoff teams, okay? So Utah and San Antonio, really, from a rating standpoint, defensively, top two defensive teams playoff-wise.
Throw Houston in there, throw Indiana in there. I mean, those are teams. I mean, throw Toronto in there. Philly's a solid defensive team. You know, Embiid does a good job of protecting the basket. So those are Paul, always tops and steals.
I said this to you the other night on Twitter, but if you want to watch great on-ball defensive work, watch Taj Gibson. Taj Gibson won that series, and they got them into the postseason the other night by beating Denver with just undersized defense in the post.
Yeah, because Jokic was handing Towns his lunch. He had 17 in the third. He was just giving it to him. But Taj Gibson was the junkyard dog of the day, made the biggest play of the season. Jokic gets it in the corner. Denver has the last shot. Great veteran presence by stripping the ball, but in the same time knowing what's going on in the clock and getting a timeout for his team and getting his team a chance. That's what it takes in the playoffs, all the little things like that that's going to help you advance. It's not the big things. It's those little plays like that that help your team advance. Taj Gibson, outstanding job. And the Rockets have be ready to compete with this young Wolves team. It's going to be an interesting series.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You said exactly what I said the other day. The presence of mind to not only make the play of the game, strip the ball, call timeout, give his team the last shot, he was fantastic. And there are plenty of other guys that are on-ball defenders, and several of them on the Rockets, P.J. Tucker, Paul George, Westbrook, when they're going to get into somebody's jock. It's going to be interesting to see, but those are guys just off the top of my head and Mario's head. And before we get out of here, a big Spurs fan and friend of the show, El Jefe, wants to know your thoughts on what's going on overall in San Antonio with Kawhi, and is Kawhi's tenure over with the Spurs?
It's just a weird situation. It doesn't feel right. Spurs usually operate like the Patriots. You know, they usually keep things under a hat, and they do a great job of developing and getting guys to buy into this system. So the injury is a mystery. Would like to hear from Kawhi. Everybody's has a million questions. He's the guy that can answer everybody's question with one sit-down interview.
Great point.
What's the deal, Kawhi? Why is everybody covering you? We want to know what's going on. We keep asking Pop. We keep asking RC. We keep asking the Spurs.
We keep hearing from your uncle.
Yeah, we keep hearing from your uncle. We want to hear from the horse's mouth. Number two, Kawhi Leonard. Can you speak, please?
Great, great, great take there, because it's fact. I know people that have been covering the Spurs that are telling me, too, Pop's frustration is when you realize in quotes that he's giving to the media, I don't know, ask his people. That's him basically saying, when you're not dealing with our medical staff, when we're not getting the information firsthand from the player and our medical staff, I'm out of it, and until I'm in it, there's nothing I can do about it. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
All right, before we get out of here, Gray wants to get in here on Kawhi and on the Rockets bench. Go ahead.
Hey.
What's up, man?
Yes. I was about to say sports, but it's not that time of day yet.
No, sir.
Yeah. I was just wondering if he had something like that. I do keep hearing that it is medical. It's not San Antonio doctors saying this, but it's a medical problem. And I was just wondering if he had something like a muscle calcification, which is really problematic for, you know, some people get it. They get a deep bruise. And it ends up kind of wrecking that muscle for life or having an effect on it. I think maybe there was a hockey player like Cam Neely who had the same thing back in the 80s. But maybe. Anyway, yeah, that was my thing. And the other thing, like you mentioned, how important it was going to be for the Rockets backup guys to contribute. And one thing I just wanted to point out, and that, you know, gives me hope, is that we often get a lot of production from them when either the stars are down or out. So I don't think I think it's a question of distribution. You know, the guys on the floor are going to have to give them a chance, and I don't know.
All right,
maybe we'll see that. Anyway, that's it. Thank you.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah, I think, look, Rockets do have one of the best benches in the league, so I'm not worried about that. But, you know, it's deep, but you're going to have to – really kind of try and make up for a guy that's one of your best defensive players in Luke while he's out. So that's interesting there. From the Kawhi situation, I mean, my smart-ass answer is we didn't stay at a Holiday Inn Select last night, so we're not doctors. But overall...
I play one on TV, right? Just like that commercial.
Yeah, but I mean, look, the biggest problem is there's a disconnect between his medical folks, the Spurs medical folks, and it's not going to get sorted out anytime soon. So the more it goes on, the more I think the chances are that he ends up somewhere else, whether they are forced to have to trade him or he's just going to let it play out in his contract and then go somewhere else.
I mean, the Spurs are not a dumb organization. If they feel he wants to go elsewhere, they're going to have to move him. You got to get some for him. You can't let a player at that caliber just walk. I know LeBron did it a couple of times, but Spurs, I think you can take that chance. I would move him. If he doesn't want to be here, he don't want to sign for $200 million. I mean, I would trade him to try to get some things back. I think he can get some good stuff back for him.
All right, cool. So we got one segment to go on the show. Are you?
I'm going
to
hang around one more segment. You're my man.
So I'm going to take it to the end, brother. All right, so Mary will be here for one more segment. That's good news. So we'll continue to get all that stuff out of the way. I am going to tell you one more time about my good friends at Gallery Furniture, because Mac and his staff do a fantastic job taking care of the people in H-Town. They now have three locations. You can head to I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways. You can head to the Galleria, or you can head to Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland. But any one of the three stores that you stop in, the deals are the same. Solid wood furniture, like brands for like Stickley on leather and upholstered furniture. They have great deals. They have unbelievably competitively good prices. And the main thing is everything that they say they're going to do, they're going to do. That means no back order slips. You buy today, you get it tonight. The customer service from the accounting department that's going to set up a payment plan that works with your financial situation, to the delivery guys that deliver it the same day and then make sure that if you need furniture moved out, moved around, rearranged, they take care of all of that, taken away, just because they want you to be happy. Mac's been in Houston a long time. You're in Houston right now. He wants you to think Gallery Furniture when you think about anything you need for your house in any room in your house. And, of course, the Astros deal is still in place. So if the Astros win it all, you get it all at the end of the year. You buy $3,000 more worth of bedroom furniture, including Tempur-Pedic. And if the Astros win it at the end of the year, you get all that furniture free, free, free. That's just the way he does business. So check out one of the three locations. And as Mac always says, Gallery really will save you money.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Tyler in for Nick. We appreciate him for the last 3 days. Mario in for one more segment, but don't fret, because if you don't get in today or get your comments read, Mario's going to be here all day on Wednesday. That's going to be a fun show. That's when we will really get basketball-centric on you. But on the text message, a great message. So good to hear the Junkyard Dog on the radio. Class act, great player. Couldn't agree more.
Appreciate that love, buddy.
Yeah, appreciate the love there. So let's get these calls as quickly as we can so we don't miss anybody. Mr. Vega was first. He wants to talk NBA playoffs. What's up?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, real quick, I just had a question for y'all as far as the playoffs. So, obviously, we get to face the winner of OKC, and I believe it's Utah, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, in y'all's opinion and matchup favoritism, whatever you want to call it, who do you think we would be better off playing? I know Utah has a great defense, but I know OKC at any given time could go off. So, I mean, I just wanted to see your opinion on that. Thank you.
Appreciate the call, Mr. Vega. All right, Rio, you go. They want to hear from you first, so go ahead.
Well, that's an easy one. Yeah. You know, you want to play Utah. I mean,
offensively, they can't score with
their offense. Yeah, and then you saw what OKC did, and you know what the game plan is going to be. They go double. They go double hard, and they go put Westbrook on them. Not the whole game, probably in the fourth quarter if the game's tight. So, you prefer Utah, but if you want to win a championship, you want to be the best team no matter who you play. It's going to be hard regardless.
As we mentioned, Paul George is capable of guarding Chris Paul or James Harden. Both those guys are interchangeable, and they don't have to double with those two guys.
And Melo can go for 30 on any given night. He can win a game or two for you. So
you believe that, even though he's slipped a little?
Yeah, I think Melo has something to prove, and Melo's excited. Hasn't been to the playoffs a lot, so this is one of his few opportunities he can shine in the playoffs. So I'm sure they prefer Utah.
Yeah, I'm sure they do too. Creighton, you want to get in here real quick? What's up?
Hello?
Creighton?
Yeah. Oh.
Go, Creighton. Let's go, man.
Oh, hey. I had a question for Mario. With Houston, with Mike D'Antoni last year, I felt like he struggled with the playoff rotation. A lot of games, some games he only played like 7 players. So I was wondering your input as far as how many players should you play in the playoffs, and who do you see getting squeezed off?
Good stuff, man. Thanks.
Rotation.
That's appreciate a great it. Question. We got a lot of depth now, and I'm not sure what the availability of Anderson is, but I like the 5 we have now. I mean, one night you may go with Gerald Green, and if he's not hot, you got Joe Johnson. You got Nene, who could throw it down in the post. I like our depth. So D'Antoni can go 9 deep if he wants.
I was going to say, you could go 10 deep, but will he? Like, will it be an alternate? Like, if Green's hot, you ride him?
Yeah.
And if he's not, you go somewhere else?
I go with Joe. You go somewhere else. Because, you know, if you struggling, you know, with your shooting and need some points, Gerald can go out there and get you 10 points in 8 minutes. So that's the luxury he has.
But as we said, he can shoot you in, he can shoot you out.
He can shoot you out. There's no in-between with Gerald. Right. So you know from the jump what Gerald Green you're getting.
No question about it. All right, Nick, what's up? You want to talk about my favorite guy?
Hey, how are you, Joel and Mario?
What's up, man?
I just want to say thank you, Mario, for bringing me a title in the city of Houston, because I was doing the kiss of death in junior high basketball games thanks to you.
I like that.
So thank you, sir. my question is about, kudos to the last caller, but the ability to add depth the last few years. Daryl Morey has kind of gone for the big fish in free agency, and he's kind of traded away his first-round picks. But he finds a way to build the bench. I mean, a few years ago, he found Patrick Beverley in Russia. A couple years ago, he grabbed Howard. He found Michael Beasley. He's found Josh Smith. He pulled him from the ashes. He's pulled Gerald Green from the ashes. So I just kind of wanted to comment on how good of a job Daryl Morey's doing with the bench and the depth, really with not a whole lot of money to do it. So,
thanks, Nick. Appreciate the call, man. We'll get to it. What do you got?
Great job. I have on my paperwork executive of the year, and I circled Daryl Morey. He's done an outstanding job this year. Just like you mentioned, not spending a lot of money, not panicking at the trade deadline. Instead of trading away some pieces, sort of held to guys, got brought out, guys got released, and he signed some guys. I thought he did a good job, very clever. And I think he should be our executive of the year. Great moves.
I think the other executive of the year candidate is Sam Presti, simply for being able to salvage the OKC franchise. And I mean it, because that franchise, if it loses, is going to leave town. You managed to keep Westbrook when everybody said he was going to L.A. You managed to pull a trade off for a guy everybody wanted in Paul George. You managed to get a guy the Rockets were pursuing in Carmelo Anthony. And you resurrected and saved a team that lost Kevin Durant. It's a two-horse race between those two guys. The other thing that's in Daryl Morey's favor is, you remember, Dwight Howard wouldn't even sniff Houston the first time. The reason why he sniffed it the second time is because he had a superstar. So the fact of the matter is Houston looks like a more advantageous and sexy place when you start putting pieces and wins together, and winning cures everything. So he's done a great job, but I've said all along, as good as the Chris Paul move was, the more valuable moves from this team's, from a defensive perspective, was adding Tucker and Mbah Mute.
Yeah, and I got to throw Masai, my buddy from Toronto, who's also doing an outstanding job. And we really haven't talked a lot about that Toronto team. They sort of remind me of the Rockets as far as depth. They got a lot of guys they can throw at you. Van Fleet, Siakam, Powell, Wright. They got a bunch of good young energy type players.
Yeah, their bench is tough.
And I think that's the difference for him, and that's a credit to him. But all three executives have done an outstanding job, Joe. Great, great name in Presti. That was a good one.
I thought you were going to say the Toronto Raptors remind you of the Rockets because neither team can win in the playoffs, no matter what they do in the regular season.
0-0 now, baby.
Okay.
0-0
clean
now.
Slate. Speaking of clean slate, you want to follow a guy that knows the NBA, you know it. @MarioElli, the number 1. You can find him on Twitter. He sometimes catches me off guard with a question that I'm lucky to answer. But we go back and forth. We have a lot of fun. He's going to be here next Wednesday as well. So we'll look forward to that. We appreciate all that. Tyler, what do you got? You got something? We got everything wrapped up here and ready to go. Tyler, we appreciate you filling in for Nick. We'll see if Nick's back on Monday. But if not, we know we're in capable hands and good music. So y'all have yourself a great weekend. Take care of business. Make sure you leave the dial right where it is, because when Mario and Tyler and I sign off, that means it's time for Jong, Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. They'll take you home till 7 o'clock. So have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy the opening weekend of the NBA playoffs. Again, remember, on Monday, we will be at Cowboys and Indians for our Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge party. For all you people that were a part of the process, get $10 off your meal on Monday. We're broadcasting live. We'll hang out with you. Great food in a great atmosphere in Midtown. Check out Cowboys and Indians on Monday, and we'll talk to you then.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.